Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 15th. I'm Rob Dunwood. The Biden administration has requested the U.S. Supreme Court review Florida and Texas laws restricting how social media companies moderate the content users post on their platforms. Both Florida and Texas passed laws making it illegal for large social platforms like Facebook to suspend or punish users, citing longstanding allegations that major platforms are biased against conservatives. In briefs filed on Monday, the U.S. Solicitor General urged the court to take up a pair of lawsuits led by the tech trade group NetChoice, which underscores that the laws in Florida and Texas are unconstitutional. Tesla has launched a new standard range Model S and Model X vehicles, which are $10,000 less than their base and Plaid predecessors. Scheduled for delivery sometime in September, the Model S standard range will set buyers back $78,490, has 85 miles less range at 320 than its base counterpart at 405, and takes 3.7 seconds versus 3.1 to accelerate to 60 miles per hour. The standard Model X is listed for $88,490, has a standard range of 269 miles versus 348, and takes 4.4 seconds to accelerate to 60 compared to 3.8 seconds for the base version. You will soon be able to get food delivered to your gate at some of the biggest airports in the United States. Bloomberg is reporting that airport food management company OTG, which currently manages food offerings at 350 venues and 23 terminals, will start offering the deliver-to-your-gate service starting at Newark in September and expanding to other airports in November. The service works similarly to ordering apps like Uber Eats and Grubhub, but instead of having to download an app, travelers need only scan a QR code on their phones from which they can order and pay. Netflix has begun public testing of its cloud streamed games to subscribers in Canada and the UK. Netflix VP of Games Mike Verdue characterized this as a limited beta test to a small number of members, so not all subscribers in Canada or the UK will have access to it right away. The two games available right now are Oxenfree and Mole Hugh's Mining Adventure. The games are controlled with your smartphone via the Netflix app on Android or a downloadable controller app on iOS, which has been available in the App Store since last week. Music labels including Sony Music Entertainment and Universal Music Group have filed a lawsuit against the nonprofit Internet Archive for digitizing old recordings. The Internet Archive launched a campaign called the Great 78 Project, in which it seeks to preserve pre-1972 music recorded on 78 RPM records. The labels claim that the Internet Archive's efforts are a blatant infringement involving music by artists that include Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, and Louis Armstrong. The labels claim that songs are already available through streaming and other services and face no danger of being lost, forgotten, or destroyed. According to Axios, X, the company formerly known as Twitter, is shutting down its promoted accounts ad business, which allows advertisers to promote their accounts within the platform's timeline to attract new followers. The $100 million line of business, according to an X representative, was set to begin deprecating the followers' objective ad unit last Friday. The change comes as part of a larger effort to optimize the X experience by prioritizing content formats. Just in case you were getting tired of reading all the comments on product reviews, Amazon has started using AI to summarize hundreds or thousands of Amazon reviews into a single paragraph blurb explaining what most people like or dislike about a product. The feature can be found at the top of the review section on mobile under the heading Customer Say. At the end, the paragraph includes a note that it was AI generated. Amazon says the summaries only pull from verified purchases in an effort to cut down on fake news. And finally, for the first time ever, broadcast and cable TV fall below 50% of viewing in U.S. households, according to Nielsen's monthly platform rankings. Broadcast TV fell to just 20% of viewing in July. Cable came in at 29.6% for a combined linear TV percentage of just 49.6%. Streaming, meanwhile, has grown from about 26% share of viewing in June of 2021 to 38.7% in July of 2023, a 48% jump. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com, and you can find our show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.